Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E. McWilliams Summerline coming at you around the world via the internet and coast to coast via satellite on the USA Radio Network. Well, Johnny Drake would say, good morning, duckies. How are all of you today? Which reminds me, I need to get a hold of Drake. I haven't talked to him in a while. He's semi-retired and becoming a bit of a hermit of late. But we got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to talk about tonight. I will be helming everything tonight because Bob is in San Antonio. Now, not to be outdone, in the second hour, we're going to have Bob here. How can he do it? He's in San Antonio. Well, he's going to tell you about some Cyberline Christmas gifts in the second hour, and so we'll have that set up in a little bit. Some of the things we're going to talk about tonight, I want to tell you about some wonderful things that are happening. This last weekend, there was a major tournament here in Texas, a little suburb called Arlington, between Dallas and Fort Worth. And you may know about it, you may not, but if you watch the Cowboys play at AT&T Stadium, they always sit down at the bottom, Arlington, Texas. And not too far from the stadium is the Arlington Convention Center, which has been converted into an esports gaming arena. And they had their first tournament here last week. We're going to talk about it. And if you'll bear with me just a moment. My apologies there, having a little bit of a thing going on with the weather. So they did all of this, and really good deal. And, you know, people have always talked about gaming and kind of put it off as a farce and this, that, and another. But I got to tell you something, this is pretty big to do. And on top of that, it's such a big to do that people are making money from it. And I'm going to give you some numbers. And if your mother ever tells you that you are wasting your time playing video games, boy, have I got some news for you. So also, Netflix is starting to come out with some of their new shows and stuff and things that are in project. And if you are a fan of Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network and watch a lot of the Japanese anime, well, 20 years ago, oh gosh, hard to believe it's this year, 20 years ago, this year, in fact, the anniversary may have been just a couple weeks ago, there was a show that came out from Japan called Cowboy Bebop. And fantastic series, 26 episodes, got them all on DVD, and even spawned Cowboy Bebop the movie. Well, we're going to talk about Netflix, because Netflix is going to make a live-action Cowboy Bebop series. So we'll be talking about that tonight. Also, if you're listening, Bush 41 passed away last night in down in Houston, where he lives. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about Bush 41 later on. And the reason I'm going to be doing that is because Bush 41, a lot of people don't remember, actually was our very first tech president. And I've got a couple of bones to pick with him, no pun intended. But as time went by, as he was, you know, deemed the tech president, he kind of hurt us a lot in the tech department. And I'll talk about some of that tonight. So if you want to get on the conversation, 844-RADIO-US, 844, gosh, I can't see the numbers. They've moved the paper on me. Anyway, 844-RADIO-US, just spell it out on the keypad and you'll be good. Phone lines are open and be able to get in there. Also, our Facebook page, you go to facebook.com/CyberlineNet and say hello. And we'll friend you and bring you in, be able to keep up with everything that's going on in the week as well. So I want to start off with this whole sports gaming thing. Because, you know, it's amazing as we grow up. Our parents always tell us, you know, if you do this, you'll never amount to anything kind of deal, right? And when I was small, remember Tupperware bowls. You used to get Tupperware bowls, some wooden spoons, and you pretend it's a drum set and just wail them skins, right? And then your parent says, stop banging on the Tupperware. Because you're not going to get anywhere banging on Tupperware. Well, Buddy Rich did. And Traps the Wonder Boy went on to be one of the greatest drummers of all time. So your mom's yelling at you about that, so you decide to take it outside. So you go get the trash cans, aluminum trash cans. Remember them beautiful things? I think they were even steel before that. And you start wailing on them and banging them up and everything. And then your mother yells at you, stop banging on the trash cans. Because every time you bang on the trash cans, you're not amounting to anything. It's a bunch of noise. Knock it off, right? Cat named Sabian Glover started banging on trash cans. He's got a play called Stomp. Been around all around the world making billions of dollars. And on top of that, I think he's made several different types of shows, just like they do with Cirque du Soleil. So now you got your parents looking at you in the basement, sitting on the couch, never go outside. Got your little headsets on, fracking people all around the world, playing games. Before you hear your mother tell you that you'll never amount to anything doing that, let me give you sports gaming by the numbers. And this is talking about the tournament that we had here at the Esports Stadium here down the road in Arlington. First off, here's the first number. $135 billion. That's the amount of money gamers have spent on games in 2018. So if you've got stock in Electronic Arts, Take-Two Interactive, there's all the different game manufacturers are up there, not to mention the game consoles and everything like Sony and Microsoft, which is Xbox and all of those. And you can even play the pin action. GameStop is a wonderful thing there because that is the number one place to get your games, and whenever there's a new game that hits, well, let me tell you, that's a nice little quarter. So just people going out spending money on Madden and Fortnite, Minecraft, all these games, $135 billion. Now, two, that number is esports tournaments and live streaming gameplay. Those are the two places where gamers compete. $655 million. The amount of esports global revenue generated in 2017. So from all these tournaments and stuff, you're looking at $655 million. Now, that's 2017. Here's a bigger number, $1.6 billion. Doing a little Dr. Evil there. That's the projected esports global revenue. Remember I told you it was $655 million in 2017? $1.6 billion projected esports global revenue in 2021. Now, here's another number. $310 million. That is the net worth of sports group Cloud9. It's different companies. They own different teams. And Cloud9 is one of the biggest, and they have 13 competing teams. Here's another number, $295 million, the value of the Seattle Sounders soccer team. Think about that. $310 million is the net worth of sports group Cloud9, which has 13 competing teams, and $295 million is the value of the Seattle Sounders soccer team. Now, if you play Overwatch, here's the number you want to know about, $50,000. It's the minimum player salary for playing Overwatch. That's, I believe, with Cloud9. $320,000, the average player salary for playing League of Legends. And here's a big one, $25.5 million. That's the average prize pool in playing these games. A couple more numbers, $353 million. That's 2018 esports revenue that came from sponsors, including Red Bull, U.S. Army, and Rocket Mortgage. That's that Quicken Loans place, you know, you get your Rocket Mortgage. All right, now, let's break it down for you kiddies. 30. That's the average age where gamers could earn millions competing in game tournaments. 26. That's the age of professional gamer Kuroki Takasomi. And as I said, remember when your parents told you you never amount to anything playing games? Well, get this. $3 million plus. That's the amount of money that Takasomi made and is worth from game tournaments. Remember I mentioned about you can earn millions at 30? Cat's not even 30 yet. So next time your parents tell you about you'll never amount to anything playing games, go over to CyberlineNet on Facebook.com and go print that out. Keep it. Have it laminated so that way they can't throw stuff on it and tell you how you suck. And just kind of, you know, have that as a poster. Blow it up. Have it hanging in your bedroom. Some goals worthy to work, worth for working for, I guess. So there you go. 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Get a little swig there, water. Try to keep my throat from going nuts here. Storms came through the other night, and looks like there's a lot of stuff, pollen, mountain cedar in the air. And sadly, of course, it's taken a toll on me, and I'm going to probably hit a cough drop here in the next break. So we got that going on, and like I said, you definitely want to keep that in mind when somebody tells you you'll never amount to anything doing something. Now, over at Netflix is making a live-action Cowboy Bebop series, and they're basically on an apparent quest to cure the loyalty of classic anime fans. They had announced earlier that Evangelion News, by acquiring new versions of Cowboy Bebop, and Evangelion is another thing that they're doing. But now, instead of a cartoon, the whole thing of the Bounty Hunter series is going to be set in space as a live-action TV show. They have commissioned 10 episodes, which will be co-produced with Tomorrow Studios. Not much has really been fleshed about it, but the director of the anime series, Shinichiro Watanabe, is listed as consultant. The original anime series, hard to believe, 20 years ago, comprised of 26 episodes, and of course, Cowboy Bebop, the movie, which was kind of a prequel that happened. And Netflix has tried its hand at live-action anime adaption before with Death Note, and hopefully the experience will lead to better results, unlike Avatar The Last Airbender series. Now, Marty Adelstein, he's the CEO of Tomorrow Studios. He's listed as executive producer. He's also working on a TV series version of Snowpiercer and Hannah. And they announced development of the show back in June. And as the company said then, Chris Yost, who is Thor, The Dark World, Thor, Ragnarok, and Max Steel, will write the first episode. And Javier Grillo Marchant, M-A-R-X-U-A-C-H, from Lost and Helix, has confirmed he's writing as well. So we will know more as it comes out. And as that happens, hopefully we'll get a date to where we'll actually be able to see this thing and see how well they did with it. So hopefully that'll be something good. By the way, if you didn't catch it this morning, the first 8K satellite TV broadcast launched this morning in Japan. Has scheduled an on-time 10 a.m. Japanese local time. Japanese TV networks began publicly broadcasting 4K and 8K channels via satellite. So we'll talk about it a little bit when we get back. Also, Warner Media has finally taken the wraps off of their streaming service and a whole bunch of other stuff. You're listening to McWilliams Cyberline. We'll be right back. McWilliams Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. On many stations across the network, including our flagship here, KBDT, 1160 AM in Dallas. And as I was telling you before, 10 AM local time today, Japanese TV networks began publicly broadcasting 4K and 8K channels via satellite. You know, unless you're hooked up to something like Netflix or some kind of closed streaming service, you're just getting 4K now, and your TV's a 4K. We haven't even got broadcast channels, cable, or even over the air yet. That is still coming here in the States. The Japanese are already ahead of us, 4K and 8K. So they did a couple of years of testing. NHK, currently the only one pushing content at 8K with 22.2 channel sound. The first movie that went out the door, listed in TV Guide, is 2001 A Space Odyssey. Oh my Lord. You imagine that? I remember seeing that in 70mm Dolby. You imagine that thing with 22.2 channel sound? The BBC reports that Warner Brothers rescanned the film's original 70mm negatives specifically for this broadcast. I wonder if they'll come out with a 4K DVD of it, too. And by the way, this is the year that's the 50th anniversary of 2001 Space Odyssey, if you haven't been counting. Still in the early days. No one has an 8K display. Most of the people who do need a special receiver and antenna just to pick up the signal. Sharp has also began selling their first super high-vision ready TVs with a built-in tuner last month for around $6,600. There is now an HDMI 2.1. It hasn't been implemented in any of the displays yet. So just getting the signal from the box to TV requires plugging in, count them, 4 HDMI cables. Yeah, you've got to have 4 HDMI cables hooked up to do 8K currently. So the push happened this year. There's actually now a channel on the air somewhere, so hopefully things will ramp up next month as CES 2019 will be coming out here. Wow, just a month away, believe it or not. First week of January, generally. So I'm sure the Japanese will be down there showing off their wares, and that'll be an incentive to get going as quickly as possible in preparation for the 2020 Olympics. But we're going to need to see more information about pricing. I mean, remember, the 4Ks were pretty high, and now, especially with Black Friday and all of your stuff going on now with Christmas, 4Ks have come down tremendously. And again, we're slowly getting stuff, you know, to be able to watch it on, especially the Blu-rays and stuff are fantastic. And so we'll have to see more about content, a whole bunch of things. It's going to be a while before we're going to get past 4K and even find out if either one of them or two of them or how much the price of 4 gargantuan HDMI cables are going to be by the time everything gets settled out. So, amazing. The Japanese have always been ahead of us. In fact, ironically, talking about George Bush, he's the whole reason why we almost lost HDTV. The standard that you deal with now has a lot to do with George Bush. And like I said, I'm going to talk about the whole technology thing later on, and I'll bring that up as well. And just kind of looking at some other things I want to talk to you about. Have you done any shopping on Amazon lately? How was your Black Friday? I'd love to hear about it. You can call us at 844-RADIO-US and tell us what you got. I finally broke down and had to get a 256 gigabyte card for my phone. I've got so much audio and so much stuff in it, I had to break down and get it, and I got a pretty good deal on it. All right, we'll talk more tech, some other things as well, and if you get in here, be able to take your calls. Listen to McWilliams Cyberline. We'll be right back.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.